Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 104th UIEPT. Today, on the 19th of September, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success.
Now we may begin Section A of the listening test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 11.
Number 1.
Can you take a shot of this?
Yes, I can. There's still a little film left in the camera.
What is the man most likely doing? Number 2.
Would you like to stop in here for a few minutes for a snack or a drink?
That sounds like a good idea. I certainly am thirsty.
What does the man mean? Number 3.
I'm going to stop in at this shop and get a couple of magazines to read.
But the plane is taking off soon.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
Do you get to many of the university's football games?
Only rarely.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
Have you met the new neighbors yet?
No, I haven't. Why don't we go call on them?
What does the man mean? Number 6.
What do you think of this accounting report?
It doesn't seem to have been done very carefully.
What does the man imply about the report? Number 7.
Will Dr. Burton be the speaker at tonight's conference?
As far as I know.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 8.
Do you know when you're going to be ready to leave?
I hope we can go a bit later in the evening. I'd like to get a little rest before we go out.
What does the man want to do? Number 9.
That musical production was truly magnificent.
I'll say.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
The results have been confirmed by several independent researchers.
Then they must be accurate.
What does the man say about the results? Number 11.
How did Anna react to the situation?
She couldn't have been more delighted.
How did Anna feel about the situation?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 12 to 15.
Listen to a talk by a student advisor on campus.
I'm Ms. Morton, your advisor. I'd like to explain the policies for dropping classes at this school. It's important to understand these policies or your grades can suffer. The policy at this school is that you can drop a course within the first 3 weeks of the semester. To drop a course, you first need to get the signature of the professor of the course you want to drop on an official drop card. Then you need to come to me to get the signature of your advisor. Let me give you a couple of strong warnings. First, you cannot officially drop a course after the first 3 weeks of the semester. If you are having problems in a course and you decide later on that you want to drop the course, it is impossible to do so. Second, if you stop attending a course without going through the official drop procedures, the course will remain on your schedule and you will receive a failing grade. It is important for you to understand these procedures and follow them. If you do so, you will not have any problems. Any questions?
This is the end of the recording.